Welcome to the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Series. I'm Justin, and this is The Hidden Nerd. We continue the 30 Days of Lore for the Elfpunk married cyberpunk setting, Draco Artefactium. Today, we're talking about recent history, the loss of the Free Kingdoms, the Draco War, and the current era. It was nuclear weapons. They say that was the catalyst. The Kingdom of Tal and their rival country, Esset, launched a volley of atomic warheads at each other on the dawn of the first day of Second Summer, 24E-175. Depicted on the Great Wall as two mortals throwing spears made of countless souls was the last carving by Chrono for the 24th Era. While the Great Khan gathered the metals and pressed them into the edge of that section of time, the dragons met to discuss the display of such scientific might. By the time Chrono had finished with his marker and set the leftmost edge of the next era's mural, the first flight of great worms had taken off. The first night of Second Summer is now known as the Anniversary of the Calamity, a silent holiday mortalkind holds in honor of their lost freedoms. The presence of atomics had been known for nearly 50 years by the end of the 24th era. The testing had been enough to keep most nations from launching a shot. They all feared the blinding death, the scorched aftermath, the permanent loss of land and lives. They had no idea that greater forces watched in awe and terror of the power this non-magical weapon held. The dragons had begun to discuss the problem and had deliberated for more than half a century before Tal and Esset annihilated each other in pure white fire. Seeing weapon in action and knowing mortals were now willing to use it was the final step the fearful needed to convince the doubters. The era of the Draco War lasted a quarter millennium, but in truth, the war lasted little over 10 years. Mortals weren't prepared for war of such powerful magical beings. They had never considered it a possibility. Kingdoms and nations fell, and in their place, draconic-controlled city-states would rise up and repair themselves. Most of the nations bent knee within those first few years. In the end, though, the Draco Wars weren't about mortals losing their freedoms to self-govern. The era was about the dragons, who wanted to control us, defending us, from the dragons who wanted to commit us to the genocide they had dealt the Fourth Sentience. The conclusion of the 25th era came when the dragons reached an agreement. The borders of the realms under dragon control were considered protected hunting grounds. Only those who claimed the land, or who were invited, could hunt mortals. And so, city-state with the dragon master would remain safe for those who obeyed. The land beyond, though, well, they call them the Wilds for a reason. Since then, in the 156 years since the peace, mortalkind has had a chance to rebuild. New technologies, new great houses, new corporations earn wealth while paying the draconic masters. New things mortals can do to harm one another while living in protected spaces. Civilization has become a complex beast owned by dragons and tamed by so-called noble houses. Strays under the culture try to pull themselves up, but the new world is built to keep those who would defy it down. Only rare chance can bring someone forward with the power to change history. But that is a story for another day. Until tomorrow. Bye-bye. Music for the series is from the album Under the Same Sun by Mr. Gelatin. The track is Hard Love. Music is provided by Magnitude.com.